Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 77.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We'd ask everyone to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Arp.
Thank you. If you'd like to, join with me in prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we pause a moment in our day to acknowledge you, ever present before us as creator and sustainer, the giver of blessings. And Lord, we know that our blessings don't make us blessed, but they make us responsible. And so we humble ourselves before you and ask that you forgive us of our shortcomings and failures where we don't take in all view of who you are and what you've called us to do. We thank you for the freedoms that you've given us, the privilege to serve the people that you love in this great state. Give us wisdom and guidance to faithfully do what you've called us to do. We thank you in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 12th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for June 12th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. And members without objection, chair will suspend Rule 12D. Members, our nurse of the day with us today is Sherry Short from right here in Raleigh. Ms. Short, thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming our nurse. Ratification bills, resolutions. Corporal Reed.
The Royal Clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the Governor. Senate Bill 151, an act to increase the punishment for breaking and entering a pharmacy. Senate Bill 255, an act providing the time period for which a director of the Office of the State Construction shall issue a final order allowing or denying a contractor's verified written claim. Senate Bill 448, an act to amend the requirements for an individual appointed to compact commissioner under the Interstate Compact on Education Opportunity for Military Children. Senate Bill 648, an act to provide further support to the shellfish aquaculture industry in North Carolina. House Bill 82, an act to clarify the vehicle of persons must obey railroad signal and crossing rules for on-track equipment. House Bill 131, an act to repeal the Transportation Corridor Official Map Act. House Bill 179, an act to amend the motor vehicle laws of the state to regulate mini trucks. House Bill 301, an act to make revisions to the Juvenile Code pursuant to recommendations by the Court Improvement Program.
Chapter bills will be noted. Special message from the Senate, Corporal Reed.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 219, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify teacher licensure requirements as requested conferees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator McGinnis, Chair, Senators Rabin, Tillman, Ballot, Horner on the part of the Senate to confer a like committee appointed by the honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. Message from Senate Corporal Reed.
House Bill 336, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the sunset of the suspension of the charter of the town of Spencer Mountain for concurrence in Senate Amendment Number 1.
Thank you. calendar, pursuant to Rule 36B. And without objection, day's calendar. This is to extend the suspension of the local bill concerning Spencer Mountain. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Mr. Clerk, Chair appoints as conferees Representative Horn, Representative Elmore, and Representative Clemens. Representative Elmore, Chair, so it'll be so notified. Members, the first two bills, Senate Bill 138, 139, appear to be, looks like we can group those two bills together. Any objection to those two bills being grouped? Hearing none, the Chair will direct those bills be grouped. Corker Reed.
Senator Edwards, Senate Bill 138, a bill to be entitled an act to provide regular municipal elections in the town of Black Mountain, Biltmore Forest, and Rhonda shall be held on even number of years. Senator Edwards, Senate Bill 139, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that regular municipal elections in the town of Montreat shall be held in even number of years. General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
Question for the House. Pastor, Senate Bills 138, 139 on second reading. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. House appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bills 138, 139 have passed second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina, enacts.
Question for the House. Pastor, Senate Bills 138, 139 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bills 138, 139 having passed third reading. Ordered and enrolled. Senate Bill 11, Corker Reed.
Senator Wells, Senate Bill 11, a bill to be entitled an act to strengthen and permitting the enforcement authority to the ABC Commission and to make other changes to the ABC laws. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Chairman Moore, Representative Bowles, recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Debate the bill, Senate Bill 11.
Just a moment, Representative Bowles. Members of the House will come to order. The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you. This bill is aimed to increase the enforcement authority of the ABC Commission. It's been through the committees here on the House, and ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 11, second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Brockman, Representative Reeves, those members are here where they like to record. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 105 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 11 passed the second reading. Will without objection be read a third time?
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 11, third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 11 having passed third reading will be returned to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 336, the clerk will read.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 336, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the sunset of suspension of the charter of the town of Spencer Mountain. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Clerk's also directed to read the amendment.
Senator Perry moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 3, by rewriting the line to read.
Chairman from Gaston, recognized for motion.
Motion to concur, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is moving that the House do concur with the Senate committee amendment. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Question for the House, the adoption of the motion to concur with Senate Amendment 1, House Bill 336. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed to vote no. Clerk will open the vote. If all members wish to vote, Insko, Jackson, Brockman, Reeves. Clerk lock machine, record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with Senate Amendment to House Bill 336. Bill's ordered engrossed and enrolled and sent to the governor. Or enrolled, Strad. Members, on motion of the gentleman from Duplin County, Representative Dixon, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies in the gallery to Crystal and Frankie Wood of Duplin County, whose son is also a page here with us this week. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. Members, for your planning purposes, Monday evening there will be a memorial resolution, so there will be that business on Monday evening. And the Senate's going to go in at 7 to take up the resolution. So the House is going to come in at 7:30 so that when we come in, we'll be prepared to go ahead and receive that resolution at that time. So we have concluded our business. Would ask the pages to please come forward. While the pages are coming forward, we'll go to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Inquiry, Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Recognize.
Mr. Speaker, thank you for sharing that with us, the schedule for Monday. It would also be helpful if we can look at Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, possibly Friday.
Not certain at this point. The work continues on the budget at this point, so the budget chairs will be working tomorrow, possibly Saturday, but certainly not Sunday, and they may be back at it on Monday. So we'll just have to stay tuned for all of that. For what purpose, gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Members and colleagues, I want to stand in this moment to make you aware of, remind you of something that will likely be happening in many of our districts over the course of this weekend and going into next weekend, and that is the celebration and the commemoration of Juneteenth. June 19th is a historic day. In particular, it's a day in the African American community where the celebration takes place to recognize what took place on June 19th, 1865, when the last communities of enslaved individuals were notified that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed 2 years prior. This year is especially celebratory because it's also 400 years this year that in 1619, the first African Americans landed in what was Port Comfort, Virginia, which is now Hampton, Virginia, and is also the site of a national park. And so this year is an extremely important year as there are celebrations that will be taking place nationally and in our communities. And I just wanted to rise in this moment to remind us of that part of our history, and hopefully each of us will be participating in some functions that will be taking place back in our districts.
Thank you. What purpose, the lady from Wilson? Representative Farmer Butterfield, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Ladies, recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, during the American Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation with an effective date of January 1, 1863. It is declared that all enslaved persons were to be freed. Thus, the history of Juneteenth can be traced all the way back to June 19th of 1865. For centuries, slavery was the dark stain on America's soul, the deep contradiction to the nation's founded ideals of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and all men are created equal. Today, Juneteenth is observed primarily in local celebrations. Traditions include readings of the Emancipation Proclamation, singing traditional songs, reading of works by noted African American writers such as Ralph Ellison and Maya Angelou, and indeed celebrations can include rodeos, street fairs, cookouts, family reunions, park parties, historic reenactments, or a Miss Juneteenth contest. We ask you, in honor of Juneteenth and in honor of our former member, Larry Wumble from Forsyth County, who was always vigilant about this celebration, we ask that all of you celebrate this with us in your respective areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Farmer Butterfield. Maybe a few others to speak, but I have our pages standing down front, so we want to go ahead and thank them. Pages, I hope you've had a chance to learn a little bit about your government this week, to get a chance to see the operations of state government, to spend some time in the capital city, but most importantly, to make friends with one another that friends maybe you'll keep up with for years to come. I would ask my colleagues to join me in thanking you for your service this week. Thank you for your service. You're excused and enjoy your summer. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You've heard the previous speaker speak of the Galveston experience and the freeing of slaves. I would share with you that freeing of slaves really began a bit earlier than that with the Underground Railroad movement of Harriet Tubman. A similar network of freedom and freeing slaves really occurred in the great state of North Carolina. It's not widely known. It's a little known history fact. And it was underway on the coast of North Carolina and later in the Piedmont. The escapees were made possible by the coast because of the number of blacks, free and enslaved, as they worked on the docks in Wilmington. This is authenticated by the historian Adrian Israel, who is a retired history professor at Guilford College. The swamps were hiding places, she says. There would be people who lived in the swamps who either escaped from law enforcement or just because that was their natural home. These people provided support for futures of fugitives who were desiring to escape. Later, the network extended to the Piedmont area in the Greensboro area. As they moved on, they staged there and moved on to Kentucky and West Virginia and then to the North for freedom. This is just one example of history that could be chronicled in the proposed Federal Civil War and History Museum. Uncovering these North Carolina stories during the Civil War era is a major goal of that museum. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose? The gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, arise.
Point of privilege.
You have floor for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I'd just like to remind us that tomorrow is Flag Day. And in reading a little bit about that, I found some interesting information that I think is true. At least it was purported to be true. And that was that the current design of the flag was done by a 17-year-old high school student whose teacher gave him a B- on the design, and when President Eisenhower accepted it, she changed it to an A.
Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representatives Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 929, Gaming Commission, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred to finance.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, favorable and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the lady from Pitt, my friend, Representative Candy Smith, arise?
I rise for...
Point of personal privilege?
Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
You are recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you so much. I am rising to honor Ms. Joyce Ann Mitchell, and several of you may know her. She was a resident of the city of Greenville, North Carolina. She attended East Carolina University, and she's a member of Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. She was a member. Joyce was a state outreach director for our former U.S. Senator Kay Hagan, and she was also a congressional aide for our former First District Congresswoman, Ms. Eva Clayton. Joyce was an individual who really gave her time unselfishly. She passed on June the 8th, and she will be funeralized on this Saturday. So I wanted to take this time to make sure that we honored her for her continuous community service, advocacy, and her ability to work with all in order to provide a better quality of life. She had a strong commitment to public service, and She had a strong passion and love for the state of North Carolina. So I wanted to take this time to make sure that we honored her in her unfortunate passing this past week. Thank you so much for your time.
Without objection, the representative statement will be spread across the record. For what purposes, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for safety of my daughter and her family last night. Her husband's been called to serve Greenville Presbyterian Church in Donalds, South Carolina. And they were moving last night from Virginia to South Carolina and along about Greensboro somewhere on I-85. The trailer he was pulling behind his truck, the tongue broke and the trailer went across a couple of lanes of I-85. Thank God nobody was coming along at that time. It could have been bad. It was already starting to swing his truck around before it broke loose. My daughter was right behind him and managed not to hit the trailer or anything. So it's a big headache. I don't know what they're going to do about getting the trailer home, getting it fixed and all. But somebody could have been seriously injured or killed, and I'm grateful to the Lord it didn't happen.
And if the body will indulge, as the speaker, I have a point of personal privilege that I'm already in trouble for not doing yesterday. Yesterday was my 20th wedding anniversary, and my husband listens every day to what we do at the General Assembly for. So I need to say happy anniversary yesterday to my husband. Further notices and announcements. Gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for a point of personal privilege.
You have the floor.
I wasn't going to mention this, but with you talking about yours belatedly, I now feel compelled to thank my wife for 19 wonderful years of marriage that we celebrated 2 days ago as well.
Further notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Torbett is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June the 17th at 7:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Torbett moves, seconded by Representative Jarvis, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 17th, at 7:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement, clerk will read.
A representative statement honoring Joyce Ann Mitchell. Whereas Joyce Ann Mitchell, born on August 14, 1957, was a native of eastern North Carolina, where she grew up in the town of Windsor before becoming a resident of the city of Greenville. And whereas Joyce attended East Carolina University and was a charter member of the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. And whereas Joyce worked as a state outreach director for former United States Senator Kay Hagan and a congressional aide for a former First District Congresswoman Eva Clayton, whereas Joyce gave freely the retirement energy for many organizations, serving as the immediate past president of the Democratic Women of North Carolina and as a member of the Greenville Human Relations Council. And whereas Joyce died on June 8, 2019, at the age of 61. And whereas Joyce will be remembered for continuous community advocacy and service for her ability to work with all in order to provide a better quality of life. Now, therefore, Joyce Ann Mitchell deserves to be honored for her commitment to public service, her passion and love for the state of North Carolina. A witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 13th day of June, 2019, submitted by Representative Candy Smith, James White, House Principal Clerk.
Motion of the chair, the following bills are re-referred to various committees. Senate Bill 231, Study Military Economic Zones. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recommitted to the Committee on Commerce. A serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 239, Children of Wartime Vets Scholarships, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education and Universities. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 313, Prefer Guardian to Streamline Affordable Housing, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 378, Local Economic Development Modifications, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 384, Clarify Motor Vehicle Dealer Laws, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 385, Clarify Auto Dealers Regulatory Requirements, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Transportation. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 394, Change to Estates and Trust Statutes, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee of Judiciary. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 572, S-Corp Pro SE Representation in Court, withdrawn from Committee on Rules, recommitted to Judiciary. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 584, Criminal Law Reform, withdrawn from Rules, recommitted to Judiciary. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 594, Register of Deeds Updates, withdrawn from Rules, recommitted to Judiciary. Serial referral to Rules added. Senate Bill 610, Authorize Northern Peaks Trails, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. Serial referral to Rules added. House Bill 386, Ensure Safety of School Drinking Water. On motion of the chair, the serial referrals to Appropriations, Appropriations Education, and Health are stricken. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Education K-12 and recommitted to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 615, NC Consumer Fireworks Safety Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary, recommitted to Regulatory Reform. Serial referrals to Finance and Rules remain. House Bill 954, Qualified Disabled Veterans Preference, withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations General Government, recommitted to Rules. And Senate Bill 553, Regulatory Reform Act of 2019, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to Regulatory Reform. See referral to Rules added.